Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his most holy name. Hallelujah. God is good. Amen. God is so good. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and this is, and we are, A Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God, Called to Pray. And this is our tea time with Jesus and me. All my brothers and my sisters and my brothers, it has been a journey. It has been a journey, but you know God is able and he's good and he protects, he shields, he directs, he comforts, he gives shalom. He is just awesome. Oh, regardless of what we are going through, he's there with us. He comforts. Oh, how sweet he makes the atmosphere, the hemisphere, and the stratosphere over his people. Amen. Hallelujah. I just thank the Lord today for his kindness more than anything. There is none like our God. Can we say amen? Hallelujah. Well, you know, today is Friday, and we do our encouragement and just encouraging one each other to know that we can trust God. We can depend on him. And two, trust God to do the things in our lives that we thought that were impossible. Things that God had laid on our heart to do so many years ago, and it just lied dormant and went to sleep, and we forgot about it, and all of a sudden these things have come to mind, and we remember, and sometimes we get sad or a little down about it because we figure that we can't do it. It's, oh, by the way, and you remember what I told you, how the Lord showed me, I said, well, if I knew then, and we so often say, if I knew then what I know now, I could have done this or I could have done that. But guess what? The Lord laid it on my heart. He said, you know it now. You know it now. And most of us now, children are what? They're grown. You have grandchildren. You're free. And now you're free to do it. Did you think about that? Did you really think about that? You are free. You are free to do it. Think about it. And you can do it. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Yes, you can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. And I believe if he laid it on your heart to do it, I believe that it can be done. How about that? That's just what I believe. I believe if he brought you to it, he'll take you right on through it. I believe that God has created us for such a time as this, our voices to be heard in the atmosphere, our work to be accomplished. Ha! Glory! Before the foundation of the world, he has ordained it. So now we just have to get in line and in sync with God and then know that it's God's time, God's will, God's plan, and God's way. And that is our theme. Amen? We're tea time with Jesus, but we're in all about God. And that's a great place to be. That in God's will, in God's time, God's way. A lot of times we get all wrapped up trying and find ourselves in a battle because what we end up doing is fighting against what God wants us to do, and we're looking over in someone else's yard to see how they what they're doing, and then we want to look like them implement what they're doing, and we need to seek God and seek him. And if there's help and assistance, guess what? He'll open our minds. He'll speak to us and let us know, okay, look how they persevere. Those are the things we can learn from each other. How when they have their God said, they don't waver. Look at those things, how you become steadfast, unmovable. But that's lining up with the Lord. I heard a pastor so many years say, and he was talking about faith. He says, you know, we have to wait on the Lord. And we have to have the faith, the confidence to know that no matter what, if God said it, we can do it. He used the scenario of you holding a beam. At first, when you start, you can hold it all the way up, no problem. But then after a while, as time, it begins, your arms and your shoulders and your muscles and your fingers start to cause you to rock and reel a little bit, but you still hold on to it because you know without a shadow of a doubt, God said it and it will come to pass. He will lift it up. The other thing, I used to use the word chain. We're a chain and a link. And we have to make sure that we're strong so the other chain, the links in the chain will be strong. We have to realize that we have been given territory, I like to say. And we have to stand our ground. We have to stand our territory. But we have to make sure we know in who we believe and that he has assigned us to it. Amen? That he has assigned us to it. Now we say, well, I don't know what to do. I can't do this. I'm not hearing anything from the Lord. Well, all of his children, all of God's children can talk to him. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Every one of his children. Look around outside of your space and see where the need of prayer is. Hallelujah. See where the need of prayer is. And we can start right there. We can truly start right there. Yes, and we can pray for our family members. Hallelujah. We can talk to the Lord about them, that they're, if they're not saved, those that may be sick, those may be going through different things, can get together and we can encourage our family. We can start right there. That means that we know who we're talking to, God, knowing that he hears us when we pray. We learn that. And that he answers. And the scripture says, he already know what you need. Ask him. Ask him. And don't be selfish. I think they gave a number that was so mind-boggling of the homeless teens from 13 to 25, or young adults, homeless in Georgia. It's unreal. It's unreal. Yes, we can pray. God answers. And that may be an area for you or I that he'll begin to open doors for us. Watch God. Nothing is too hard for him. He's the God of impossibilities. He asked Father Abraham, is there anything too hard for me? We have to get that in our spirit. We have to get that understanding and the love that he has for us. Get it in our entire being. And out. No part of us is not in agreement with who he is and that he loves us. Now, we imitate God and we follow the men and women of God as they follow who? Christ. So that means that we have to stay in the Word. We have to study the Word. We have to ask the Holy Ghost to give us understanding and revelation knowledge. We, as our leaders teach us, we pray for them that they get and have the knowledge, power and authority and non-compromising spirit to preach the and teach the unadulterated truth, the Word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. But back to us, the things that God has called us to do before the foundation of the world. God, just yield yourself to him and allow him to work through us. I'm talking about myself and I'm talking about us. Talking about the things that we had fear of. We really have to meet that head on. I'm talking to us. All of us. Nobody's excluded. I'm not excluded from that. Because we want to walk this earth as bold children of the Most High God. Amen? Hallelujah. Yes, we do. We want to walk this earth as children of the Most High God. Hallelujah. No ifs, no ands, and no buts about it. Hallelujah. And we don't have to be jealous or envious of anyone. Each one of us, God has our own assignment, and it has been sealed, God, with your name on it. Hallelujah. He know your name is true, and he know the assignment that has been attached to your name. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. We have work to do in this earth. We have work to do for the kingdom in this earth. Show a dying world. Be the light, the torchbearer, the light bearer, the salt. Hallelujah. The ones that make a difference. Our actions can draw people, sometimes far better than our words, especially when our actions and our words line up. Hallelujah. Father, we do thank you this morning. We bless your most holy name. We thank you, Father, for your mercy, for your grace, for your love, for your kindness, your tender mercy. Thank you, God. Thank you, Almighty God, for how you make ways out of nowhere, how you give us the opportunity to accomplish that you've assigned us. Thank you for the strength, Almighty God, to do it, the determination to do it, and be purposeful in our heart to accomplish it. Almighty God, allow nothing to distract us, be a stumbling block nor hindrance. Breathe on us, Almighty God, as we yield to you, Heavenly Father, to be pleasing in your sight, Almighty God. Oh, hallelujah. We understand that the scripture says faith without work is dead. Oh, God, so we lift up our faith to you, and we thank you for the measure of faith that you have given us, that we have the confidence to know that you hear us when we pray, that you know the assignment, and that you make it clear to us, and meet every need. Remember all those that are homeless, Almighty God. Oh, and those that are caught up in the rough and serious weather, Almighty God. This vicious weather, Almighty God. Grant traveling mercy, Father. Spare lives, Holy God. Almighty God, we thank you. And those that are traveling here locally, grant us traveling mercy, Almighty God. Shalom on the jobs. Shalom in the courtrooms. Shalom, Almighty God, and favor in the courtrooms. Be with those in the operating room, Almighty God, the patient and the physicians. Remember every sister, my man. We thank you for the open window. We thank you, Almighty God, that we can discern time, Almighty God. And we can thank you that we understand where we are, Almighty God. Oh, and I realize that is crucial right now. Almighty God, holiness is right. We thank you for clean hearts, Almighty God. Thank you for pure, hallelujah, and obedient spirit to you. Almighty God, we pray that every thought will come through the blood of Yeshua. Almighty God, we thank you for how we surrender to you and how you take us as your own. Hallelujah. We thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart, pure and holy unto thee and acceptable, great God. Father, you are so awesome. You are so kind. You are majesty on high. Hallelujah. You are the Ancient of Days, great God, Almighty. Hallelujah. We adore you, Almighty God. Your joy to my soul. Great God Almighty. We love you, but we thank you that you know us and you love us. Oh, thank you for allowing us to be in your protection and your care. Thank you that every crooked way is made straight. We thank you that the battle is not ours, but it's yours, great God. We lean every, give every plan and every purpose we give to you, Almighty God. We thank you for giving us direction, Almighty God, and purpose. We thank you, Almighty God, and your guidance. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless your most holy name. Thank you that you take and reveal the secret things to your people. Almighty God, give you glory for it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for your supernatural power. Oh, God, son of the old thing. Thank you, God. Thank you for your joy and your shalom. Thank you, Almighty God. In the name of Yeshua, Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God, we give you glory this morning, and we bless your name. Hallelujah. I just love saying that. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to vary a little bit. Numbers, the sixth chapter, starting at the 21st verse, 24th verse. The Lord, let me do the 23rd. Speak unto Aaron and to his son, saying, on this wise ye shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. And thou shalt put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Hallelujah. 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 Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Hallelujah. We're going to read Nehemiah, the 9th chapter through the 10th. And Nehemiah and Ezra, the priest, the scribe, and the Levites that taught the people, that taught the people, say unto all the people, this day is holy unto the Lord your God. Mourn not, nor weep, for all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. Then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat, and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Can we say amen? Certainly we can say amen to that. Psalms 1. Happy is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Amen. Hallelujah. And I really probably should have read this particular scripture first, and you'll see why I say that. The subtitle is, I Am the Lord. And it's Isaiah 43. We're going to read 8 through 13 and the 25th verse. Amen. Listen, bring forth the blind people that have eyes, and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witness, that they may be justified, or let them hear and say it is true. 10. Ye are my witness, says the Lord, and my servants whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God. 4. Neither shall there be after me. He says, before me there was no God formed. Neither shall there be after me. I am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. I have declared, and I have saved. And I have shown shown when there was no strange God among you. Therefore ye are my witness, saith the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? 25. Even I am he that blotteth out thy transgression. For my name for mine own sake, and will not remember thy sin. I am he that blotteth out thy transgression for mine own sake, and will not remember thy sin. Just read all of that. Just read all of that. I wanted to read this so we establish, amen, the rock that we're standing on. So we establish the word that we're standing on. Abba, Son of the Earth. Hallelujah. The only true and living God. Besides him, there is none other. He is God, and he's God alone. Hallelujah. When you have you put your faith in this God, that's God alone. All right, we're going to read this. For I know the thoughts, Jeremiah 29:11. For I, you know the God we're talking about, the only true and living God, the one that blew the breath of life into man, and man became a living soul. My brothers and my sisters, I like to say this. If we ever just stop and think about what we said, that God blew the breath of life into man, and man became a living soul. There had to have been silence in the heavens when the divine took molded clay, humus, formed it, and then, God connected it, blew into it the divine. Then man became a living soul, and he said, it is good. Hallelujah. And the divine gave man power and authority over the works of his hands. Glory to God. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of shalom and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. You have something that you have to do. And then, my brothers and my sisters, 2 Chronicles 7:13. If I shut up heaven, that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sin and will heal their land. Just for a moment, I'd like to remind you to come out and worship with us this Sunday. We're at 1519 Camelton Road, and you can reach us at 678-609-3452. And we would just love to have you come and worship with us. Amen. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and forever. Amen. Shalom. God bless you. Be kind. Love someone. Love everyone. God bless you, for he loves us.